Good afternoon. A wave of low pressure continues to move through the region, producing periods of light snow. Some of the snow is beginning to add up a little bit across parts of the region, especially across the higher terrain. We'll expect the energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere to continue to pivot through while a surface low redevelops south of Long Island and pushes quickly to the north and east of Cape Cod. On this track, the steadiest snow will remain across central and easternmost New England, and that's where the heaviest accumulations will occur by late day today and into the evening. For our area, interior New York and New England, valley locations will generally see between 1 and 3 inches of snow by the time it winds down into the evening hours, while the Catskills, the Adirondacks, the Green Mountains, the Taconics, the Litchfield Hills, and the Berkshires will see as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow, with localized areas perhaps up to as much as 5 inches. This system will continue to depart as we get deeper into the evening and overnight period tonight. High temperatures today out ahead of this system will be back up toward 30 degrees. Overnight, with mostly cloudy skies, lows will dip back into the teens to around 20. Another system quickly on the heels of the first one will push through during the day tomorrow. Skies will continue to be mostly cloudy. And temperatures will push up into the upper 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs. So when the system moves through, precipitation will be in the form of both rain and snow showers, holding back accumulations. High pressure building in behind this system will dry it out for the day on Thursday and we'll enjoy a fair amount of sunshine. Although some clouds will move in late in the day, temperatures still, though, will push back into the lower 40s. A stronger system will emerge out of the middle part of the country and work its way through the Great Lakes into southern parts of Ontario on Friday. On this track, we'll pull in a strong southerly wind, allowing temperatures to reach well up into the 40s to near 50. And as the front approaches from the west, a good chance of rain. It'll be breezy and mild throughout the day and into the evening. Behind this system, gradually cooler as we dry it out with a northwest breeze on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s, and a chance of a few snow showers on Sunday with a weak disturbance pushing through into the 30s. Behind that system, back to seasonably cold temperatures on Monday with a stiff northwest wind reading staying in the middle 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure rapidly developing over southern New England today will move into the Gulf of Maine tonight. This will bring snow into Maine and New Hampshire by this afternoon. That quickly intensifying storm will likely produce a period of heavy snow with rates of 1 inch per hour or more, right around the time of the evening commute. Winter storm warnings are out from coastal Maine through southeastern New Hampshire and into north-central Massachusetts. 4 to as much as 8 inches of snow is expected in these areas. And out west, sustained moisture flow and frontal passages from the Pacific are expected to keep conditions unsettled across the northwest and the northern continental divide with widespread light to moderate precipitation. Most of the precipitation should be in the form of rain in the lower elevations and snowfall for the higher terrain, with winter storm warnings in effect for the Cascades and parts of the Rockies where over a foot of snow is expected over the next few days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Alice, Texas, to a low of 29 below zero at Watertown, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and wet snow near 40, Boston snow 2 to 4 inches in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, snow showers, windy with blowing snow and highs near 30 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today 35 degrees, the average low 18, the record high 63 set in 1981, and the record low 21 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 5:31 p.m., 10 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with periods of snow today, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys with 2 to 4 inches in the mountains. Highs in the mid-20s. Snow ending this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with periods of snow today, 1 to 3 inches in most places, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow ending this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, As well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with periods of snow today, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys and 2 to 4 inches in the mountains, highs in the lower 30s. Snow ending this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with periods of snow today, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys and 2 to 4 inches in the mountains, highs in the lower 30s. Snow ending this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with periods of snow today, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys and 2 to 4 inches in the mountains, highs in the lower 30s. Snow ending this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers passing through with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday, lower 40s. Rain likely on Friday, breezy and mild, upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Saturday, back to the lower 40s. A chance of snow shower Sunday, mid-30s. And breezy and cold on Monday, partly sunny with highs back into the mid-20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.